Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Hey, podcast listeners, Jen here. Are you struggling with marketing your business, feeling overwhelmed by the demands and unsure of how to attract your ideal clients? Introducing our second annual Creative Marketing Summit, a virtual event happening from February 13th through the 15th in 2024. Whether you're a business owner or a female entrepreneur in the service industry, this summit is your ticket to success. And thanks to our premier sponsor, Tailwind, it's 100% free. Sign up right now at creativemarketingsummit.com or click the link in the show notes. Remember the days when Pinterest was just a pretty board of dream vacations and delicious cakes and sourdough? Well, wake up and smell the espresso because things have really gotten exciting over there. Pinterest is a goldmine for savvy business owners like you, endless leads and loyal fans just waiting to be discovered. But hold on a second, you say. Organic Pinterest growth? Isn't that like climbing Mount Insta in flip-flops? Not to worry, my marketing queens, because I am here to help. Are you ready to watch your business boom? Well, buckle up because it's time for some glitter-powered organic Pinterest tips. Number one, slay with captivating clips. Forget focusing on static images. Video pins are the Beyonce of the Pinterest world, strutting their stuff and stealing all the clicks. Whip up short, sassy videos that showcase your expertise, offer juicy tutorials, or just ooze your personal brand. Think cooking demos with a side of sass, behind the scenes peeks at your creative process, or inspirational quotes delivered with your signature wink. Remember, it's all about grabbing attention and making viewers say, OMG, I need more of this. Tip number two, keyword queens. Craft titles that magnetize. Keywords are your secret weapon on Pinterest. Sprinkle your pin titles and descriptions, as well as everywhere else on Pinterest, including your name on Pinterest. Make sure that they all have terms that your ideal clients are going to be typing on their little keyboard to get your information. But ditch the robot talk and keep it natural and intriguing. Think headlines that pique curiosity and promise a world of value. Here's a couple for you. Pinterest in 7 simple steps, or wedding at Fortino Winery in Morgan Hill. Very simple, straight to the point. Tip number three, social butterfly. Spread your wings across platforms. Pinterest should not be your only marketing area. Share your Pinterest pins on your other social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram or LinkedIn. Let them all sing your pin inspiration praises. Cross promotion amplifies your reach and also brings fresh faces to Pinterest. Think of it as throwing a fabulous, huge party and inviting everyone. The more, the merrier, and the more leads, obviously. Tip number four, data decoder. Analyze your path to pinning perfection. Knowledge is your power, and Pinterest analytics are truly your secret weapon. This is the only way that you're going to know that what you're creating and sharing on there is working. So each month, you want to dive into the data insights and see which pins reign supreme and which need a makeover. Optimize your strategy based on what resonates with your audience and learn the language of your pin performance to be able to watch your click-through rates soar. So in this section, I want to really talk to you about the importance of which key performance indicators on Pinterest in the insights are going to tell you what's actually resonating with your audience. So number one, the words that you use in the title and the description, and then the text that you put on top of the pin, which is called text overlay, those words are very important in what resonates and what doesn't. The other thing is the image that you use. right? So you want to make sure that you're looking at pin clicks and outbound clicks for the clicks that are potentially going to be growing your business. Your follows and your saves and all that stuff is great. It resonates. And the more you grow those, the more those clicks are going to grow. And the clicks are what you really need to focus on. Pinterest wants us to focus on shares, right? Because that's what Pinterest wants us to do. They want us to share it with everyone. And so when you do well in that area, it will also help those outbound clicks and those pin clicks to grow as well. These are people that looking in the feed, they find a pin that they love, they click on it, and then it opens up. And on the left side is an image, and on the right side is your title and your description. That outbound click, which is that next click, it's intentional. It means that people are resonating with what you have to say, are interested or intrigued, and are going to click, which then takes them to your content on your website. So those are the clicks that we really want to look to growing. And note that those are the clicks that tend to take a little longer to grow. So don't forget, data is your BFF, not your frenemy. Embrace it, understand it, and use it to conquer Pinterest. And here's a bonus tip, freebie fiesta. Speaking of conquering, did I mention my epic Pinterest resources freebie library over at the pinterestqueen.com/resources? There you're going to find checklists and templates and guides galore to take your Pinterest game from zero to hero. I have free masterclasses on there, a whole ton of information, and I put it all in Pinterest resources so you don't have to sign up for 18 million things. In particular, I want you to look for the Pinterest Analyzer. These are the analytics that I like to write down so that over the years, you can see what your growth has been and also which pins are doing well. So go check that out. There you have it. With these organic Pinterest tips and a healthy dose of your own fabulous energy, you are ready to turn pin boards into lead generation empires. Remember, it's about being strategic, creative, and having a blast while you're doing it. So put on your best business crown, grab your virtual megaphones, and let's paint Pinterest world together. Have a great day.